Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You will dream it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And did you watch the MTV Movie and TV Awards 2021 last night? Because Justin Hartley and Sophia Pernis made their first public appearance as a couple at the # MTV Awards.
Do you feel like because the Golden Globes are like canceled, the MTV TV and Movie Awards were like, our turn. Our turn.
This is the replacement. Yeah, this is the replacement.
I did watch about 5 minutes of it. I couldn't go on. And not because like it was bad. It's just such a like transparent PR release of an award show. Not that every show isn't a PR release of an award show, but there's something mixed with like the coming off of COVID pandemic thing and award shows that makes it feel like basically everybody who showed up won. Mm-hmm. And it was just very obvious that was the case, you know?
Like there's something about even the Golden Globes, even though we knew that forever that people were basically it was pay to play. They did a good job with the smoke and mirrors of making you think that it was more elegant and more high profile and more A-list than it was.
More fun to be there so that you would just think, oh, somebody just might want to be here for this because it's fun and they'll get to like see all their actor friends. The MTV Movie and TV Awards, the audience is like fans. So it feels more like a show versus a industry event.
It's like emails that I don't read from our What's Rita Up To gmail.com account, like come to life. It's every PR email that I do not open, just like on stage in front of me, hosted by Nikki Glaser. Wait, who hosted it last night?
It was Leslie Jones. She's great. That's like a perfect job.
She
for
has
her.
A very good energy.
She's a great host, which I think, doesn't she host Supermarket Sweep too? Like she's a good host. Yeah.
She gives everything the exact same amount of energy. She gives everything her all.
Yeah, totally.
A lot of people seem lazy. And if it is easy for her, she doesn't really telegraph that.
Right. And then it was funny because I did notice that
Scarlett Johansson didn't.
They gave her like the Generation Award, which by the way, like Billy, I want to say Zane, Billy, what's his name? Billy.
Who?
Billy from Pose.
Porter? Oh, Billy Porter.
Like,
I want to say Zane.
It's not
He's
Zane.
Like, I want you to say Zane too. Billy Zane is desperate for you to say Zane.
Billy Porter, who I guess worked with Scarlett Johansson, and honestly, I cannot remember. This is like the Kevin Bacon of movies. I have no idea when they worked together. He like Zoom presented. And when I say Zoom, I don't mean on Zoom. I mean like on video. He video presented her and then she video accepted. And I was like, okay, we can't have an entire package of a generational, this is the generational award or whatever. And then it's all just virtual acceptance. Like at that point, you got to cancel it, you know? It's not exciting.
And they're going to be in the new Little Shop of Horrors together, apparently.
Oh, so that's when they work together.
Yeah.
Okay. So the award that we usually care about is Best Breakthrough, aka like Best New Artist or whatever. And that was, of course, won by Reggae Jean Page, which, you know, is no surprise to anyone. He wasn't there either, by the way. But the award that I didn't even know existed, Most Frightened Performance.
Thank you. I was the most frightened. That's cool. You know, it's a horror show, so that's good.
I'm like, I thought Best Kiss was, you know, the weirdest, but Most Frightened Performance.
Most Frightened doesn't even really mean that you are talented, you know?
Like, you just look
it's
scared.
Not best. You just look very scared. And it was Victoria Pedretti?
Yeah, Victoria, the Haunting of Bly Manor girl, won.
I said her name like I knew it.
Frightened. The funniest thing was it was, you know, a bunch of women and then Vince Vaughn, which I was like, this is like great. They also awarded Best Kiss to the couple from Outer Banks that is a couple in real life. So like they love that shit. you know who they gave Best Movie to. Here are the nominees for Best Movie, okay?
This so killed me.
It sounds like we're going somewhere and then we don't go anywhere. So it's...
and then we take... It's the meme of the car spiraling off the highway. You know, okay, like so the, we just
the
veer
first
off.
And compare this in your mind to the Oscars. Not that it has to be the same as the Oscars. In fact, it should not be the same as the Oscars. But just think in your mind what the movies were that we were talking about this year. Here are the nominees for Best Movie. Borat, Judas and the Black Messiah, Promising Young Woman, Soul, and To All the Boys, Always and Forever. Which one of these doesn't belong? Which one of these stands out to you like a sore Noah Centineo-sized thumb?
To All the Boys, colon,
it was
Always and Forever.
The winner. It won. It won best. Who's voting? Like, what?
It was like someone named like Amy Reed at KNBPR, like Amy voted. You know, like it's just, it's everyone who sends the emails voted.
And then I find out, and I told you this, that not only is the MTV Movie and TV Awards, or is it TV and Movie? I don't know. It's MTV,
the
TV.
MTV.
TV and Movie,
movie
Awards.
Movie and TV. Movie and TV, because they had the movie at the top of the logo and the TV. They tried to connect the movie and TV with that weird ampersand.
Yeah, and so I didn't realize that they split the show into two nights. So literally, like, they didn't get to half the awards, and they're having another night of awards called, like, Unscripted, meaning I think it's just all reality TV, which is not the worst idea.
They did Scripted last night. They're doing Unscripted tonight.
It's so funny to split them.
And then tonight, we'll find out who won Best New Unscripted Series brought to you by Sonic Drive-In.
Ah.
Will it be Bling Empire, Cardi Tri, Selena Plus Chef, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, or VH1 Family Reunion Love and Hip Hop Edition? We'll find out tonight when Nikki Glaser tells us, the new host. Hollywood Life gave Nikki Glaser 5 things to know about her.
That's so nice.
Very nice. And would you like to know? So the first one is Nikki Glaser is a stand-up comedian and host, okay? I think that's kind of all you need to know about Nikki Glaser. When you are a comedian and host, that's it. That's all I need to know.
Right, right.
And I already knew it. Can you guess what number two was? What is the number two thing to know about Nikki Glaser?
Like, she was born in Chicago or something.
I mean, you're actually close. It's just, she's from Ohio.
I was very close.
She's from Ohio. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's a dog mom. And she's an actress. Number five, she's an actress. We sort of scoffed at the idea of Lily James and Sebastian Stan starring as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee in a new Hulu miniseries. I did, at least, because both of those people are so kind of traitless and boring
and
dull.
Maybe that's what the secret.
And then you see these photos of them and they look just like them. And it seems almost like to oversimplify the thing when you're like, they look just like them. I'm falling for the trap, but is the show actually going to be good? And my argument is already, the show is good simply because they look like them. I think that that's enough.
That's quite the argument.
In this sort of show, the looking, the way you look is half to 65-70%.
I would argue that it's at least half the battle and they look amazing. And I would give like all, 75% of that to the hair and makeup people on this incredible program.
Geniuses.
And then I would give 25% to the fact that you're right. They're a little traitless. I know they both have, like, especially Sebastian Stan, like, big fandoms and, like, people like them. And especially Lily James of recent has, like, come out of her who-ness, meaning,
obscurity,
like, we're like, oh, we know who this woman is a little bit at least because she's had some scandals. She's had Mamma Mia 2, incredible performance. And so,
but also, even then, she was cast because she was supposed to be the woman who looks kind of like Meryl Streep. You know, like, she's cast to be young Meryl Streep.
But she's in some, like, cool stuff recently. And this is going to be really cool. And I think, like, this, you're right, like, half the battle is looking the part, but they, it's uncanny. Like, they gave her Pamela Anderson boobies and whatever type of plastic or silicone or breastplate or whatever drag queen magic they did to her top is incredible. But what's funny is the uncanniness of it all got them press. Therefore, Pam Anderson, who is apparently not thrilled this movie is being made or this series is being made, which is interesting because I think the series is supposed to kind of reclaim, but because she's not involved with it, I don't think she feels like it's reclaiming shit, you know? I'm not making money off this. Like, I'm not telling my story.
I just feel like you'd have to be the biggest idiot on the planet to make a show about these two people in 2021 and not make it sympathetic or empathetic towards Pamela Anderson.
It's one thing to have it be sympathetic. It's another thing to, like, involve them in it, which is a dangerous road to go down for many reasons. But it means that what's going to happen is Pamela Anderson's friend is going to tell the son, quote, Pamela has no intention of watching this god-awful show. Absolutely not. Never. She's never heard of the actors playing her or Tommy, and she doesn't care to know them. She and her whole family think the show is a cheap knockoff. The whole thing is a joke to them. Which is like, you know, all press is good press, and that's kind of good press, but it is like, it really shows how uninvolved she is and he is with the thing about their lives. So,
but I think she's smart enough and has been doing this long enough to know that, like, she's playing by the rules now, right? Like, this is what you do. You are outraged at first, and I'm sure she is outraged. I'm sure it must be annoying to have your whole life made into a show that you kind of had no involvement in.
But not in a show that you don't really know what it's about. You just know it's about your sex tape, and you'd rather not ever talk about your sex tape ever again because it's really stressful.
But she knows that when this show comes out, she'll be able to do more press than she's done in 20 years.
Yeah.
Talking about everything it got wrong, everything it got right. She and Lily are going to meet at one point. It's going to be an iconic photo. Like, I think deep down, as frustrating as it has to be, she must know that ultimately I think this will be good for her. And she's had her share of bad press over the past couple of years, too.
No, it's so true. I mean, she stole a woman's husband, moved to Canada with him. I don't know. Like, what else is there? Okay. Yeah. And then it's funnier or even weirder. Courtney Love, who apparently is Pam Anderson's friend, posted on Facebook. You know, you can do like a fake location. I think she did like a fake location. It says Courtney Love is at Disgusting Behavior HQ. and she said, I find this outrageous. She was saying where she was when she saw the sex tape. It was really upsetting.
Yes.
I banned everyone from discussing it. Destroyed my friend Pamela's life. Last week, I was asked to approve using a Rolling Stone cover of mine shot by Mark Selinger in this piece of shit that they had approved. I said, fuck no. Shocked. So I guess they wanted to use the image of a magazine, although I'm not sure why she would have the rights to.
I mean, I bet they were just showing like contemporaneous stuff to like set the scene. And there's that iconic Rolling Stone of her alone, you know.
No, I know. And I just wonder if that means there's a Courtney Love in the movie or a reference to her. But like, I don't think she would have the right to refuse using her image that was in a magazine. Do you know what I mean? Because it's not, she doesn't own that.
I think a lot of that is also, it's out of politeness, but whatever.
Anyway, she ends this the same, she ends this on the same shitty note as Pam does when she says, and shame on Lily James, whoever the fuck she is. It's like the number one insult against this woman they truly don't know is, I don't know you. And, you know, for our purposes, it is a little funny.
Whoever the fuck she is, I'm sure that, like, Lily James seems pretty funny. Like, she seems kind of fun, right?
I bet she
maybe
thinks that's
God,
really,
I don't know what
I
she
bet
is.
She thinks
they
that's
They must
funny.
Think this is funny.
I mean, I'm
they
just saying, like, it is interesting that even in a day and age where all these kind of re-looks at these passings are sympathetic, the people involved still get mad. And not because, like, it's going to make them seem, it's going to change the story, because I'm sure they love that, but because they're not involved. And I get it. It's like, you don't get to tell my reclaimed ass story. You know, I tell my reclaimed ass story, but it's a lose-lose with that.
And unfortunately, I will be watching.
Oh.
I will be watching.
Are you kidding? Are you
Hulu,
kidding?
Ad free.
Mom.
My love.
Hi, Mom.
If someone straight up asked me who my mom is, usually I just shut down. I don't really say nothing about it. I'll just be like, she was an actress. And they're like, oh, what show? And I'm like, Baywatch. And they're like, oh, no way, what character? And I'm like, CJ, no way, your mom was Pamela Anderson. I'm just like, this is why I don't tell anybody.
My homeowner.
I haven't seen my mom in forever. She moved to France when Trump got elected and just was like, peace out.
So then we have some relationships, just one new relationship. Thomas Jane and Anne Heche have been together for a while, but but they're like, they've never debuted, you know, they've never been on the carpet together. And they finally showed up. Clutching each other, smooching each other, leaning on each other, looking kind of hot, you know, like
they're a
we
hot
love
couple.
To see a middle-aged couple.
They're a hot That's couple. Great.
How did you guys come to the project?
Yeah.
He asked me to do it.
I did.
But he
I
did it behind my back.
I said I
know, and I said yes anyway.
I said I needed someone I could push around.
And it's continued since.
Isn't that funny?
He's from Hung, most famously. Mm-hmm. That show Hung about the dad with the big dick. I don't remember mm-hmm. what that show was about. I'm sorry. Is that what it's about?
Anne Hesh is like, I'll tell you what it's about. Well, she was on it too. Wasn't she also on
she
Hung?
They played a divorced couple, which is cute, which means they had interesting chemistry in that, and they got back together years later. Because I think they got together in 2019. So not long ago, but definitely it's been out there.
And they weren't going out on the town in 2020, you know, in the prime of their relationship.
Yeah, I guess they were friends for many years, and then they mm-hmm. just fell into a relationship. And she's been in the news recently because she's making those shitty TikToks about Ellen.
God, they both look like they're on their way to see, like, an Elvis cover band in Las Vegas.
I love that for them.
The way they're dressed.
He looks very different. He definitely aged in a way that I don't recognize him as much as I would. Like, she looks the exact same.
They both look great. They're dressed well, but something about their vibes and their clothes make it very easy to picture both of these outfits looking kind of schlubby after mm-hmm. like 5 hours of partying, mm-hmm. you know?
And don't forget, he was married to Patricia Arquette.
I forgot.
Okay. And mm-hmm. she was with a guy named James Tupper. They were mm-hmm. in together for 10 years.
Okay.
This relationship apparently started in 2019 because I went to find this, an old Us that was like, when does this begin? And it said the pair who recently opened up about their relationship in the German magazine Bund. I was like, in the what? But it turns out that they didn't open up about their relationship in Bund. It was like Bund caught, what's his face, Hung guy, James. They caught him on the red carpet and asked him about it. And they said, by the way, this is translated by Google from German to English. But apparently it only sparked now. But really, when asked how the couple imagines a perfect vacation, Thomas Jane raves with a crush. # lying in bed with her all day.
Quote. Quote, not #.
Oh, I said #
# lying in bed with her all day.
It'd be funny if you said that to a German magazine.
Well, Bunt, # lying in bed with her all day is how I imagine a perfect vacation. God, my kingdom for footage of Anne Hesh saying, thank you, Bunt. Thomas, you know, remember we talked to Bunt that one time, Thomas?
Bunt? Us Weekly got scooped by Bunt yet again.
We have some sad news.
Okay.
Three bits of sad news.
Splits, right? These are splits.
We have three splits. Okay. Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly are officially split as predicted. It's over, over, over. Oh, no, that the other, Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo Jr. are the as-predicted one.
Well, Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly are split. I didn't expect Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly to stay together.
I thought they'd get married. I thought they seemed perfect for each other, honestly. MFEO. MFEO to me.
I guess.
I like this line from People. Over the weekend, this is sort of proof that they're donezo. Over the weekend, Noah was seen partying in Miami with DJ Steve Aoki and Dave Grootman. That means you're single. I'm sorry. There's no counter to this. If anyone is seen partying in Miami with Steve Aoki and Dave Grootman,
it means they're broken up. They're broken up.
They're single as hell. Meanwhile, Kelly recently went on vacation to Mexico with friends, as documented on her Instagram page. Quote, when it feels good to feel good. Palm tree emoji. She captioned a recent photo of her wearing a bikini and smiling below a palm tree. That's also single behavior.
I mean, what feels good to feel good about these two, this is the epitome of one of those celebrity relationships where everyone gives a shit when they get together. Oh my God, they're together. These two, crazy. And then when they break up, it's a whisper. No one cares. It doesn't matter. And then years later, somebody goes, oh, wasn't Trevor Noah with Minka Kelly? And it's like, oh, yeah, they broke up like 6 months later or whatever.
Because the novelty is what's the surprise. It's like, oh, I don't really care about them, but it's random.
Yeah, and nobody was invested in the relationship.
All I care about is the randomness. Uh-huh.
To care that it's over. Exactly. Okay, but this relationship, the next one, I was deeply invested in.
But I knew they were going to end. Kate, it was a summer fling. It was a mask It was a mask hang, you know? It was a mask hang. The moment they were maskless, the love was gone.
Do you think she finally saw the bottom of his face? I'm kidding. They kissed, they sucked face all day long across the city, the sweet ass city. And so she definitely saw the bottom of his face. She probably only saw the bottom of his face most
probably.
Days.
Probably. So they broke up, and there were some sources who spoke to, I think this was Daily Mail. I don't think they're even
who are these sources
pulling from other places,
like just me at their restaurant that I've dined at every night since the pandemic.
Quote, Emilio was in a bad mood while working on Thursday night. He seemed stressed, the eyewitness said, adding that he celebrated a pal's birthday with drinks after
me
the restaurant
at the
closed.
Restaurant all night.
The chef, 33, was seen, quote, smiling and having a good time after hours with a female friend and other pals. Quote, having the support of his friends has helped him with the breakup, the insider adds. Meanwhile, Katie Holmes is like, who? What are you talking about? I don't remember someone named Emilio Vitolo
Jr.
I'm sorry.
Well, they did surmise they broke up because, like, it was Suri's birthday, which I don't even want to say how old Suri is. It literally makes
and
me feel
go.
Like I'm a falling apart skeleton. I'm like a mummy. Like, kill me. Mm-hmm. He wasn't involved in the birthday, whatever the birthday celebrations were. He wasn't there. So people were like, interesting. I think they're broken up. No one's surprised.
He's allegedly already back on Raya. We got a call about this as well. Someone saw him on Raya. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, last split. Carrie and Inaba split from her.
I hate to say, I didn't know she was
boyfriend.
Together. I didn't know she was together.
Well, she was together. She was together. And she split from her boyfriend, Fabian Viteri. And the way she split was very, if you don't remember Carrie Ann Inaba, we haven't talked about her in a minute.
She's a
because we always talk about her because of the talk, because other drama goes down in the talk and Carrie Ann Inaba has to just like diffuse it.
Right. She's usually
like the
not
drama
involved
usually doesn't involve
in the
Carrie
drama. She's usually the onlooker of the drama.
And she maintains her composure and her, like, I don't know, grace and or just professional. Professionalism? Why can't I say that? Professionalism.
Future Lindsay here. She recently took a break, a quote break, from the talk.
Hi, everyone. So I wanted to let you know personally that I have decided to take a leave of absence from the talk to focus on my well-being. I know you guys understand health is the most important thing. So I appreciate your support. I appreciate the love and support from the talk family. And I hope to be back soon.
And here we have her kind of becoming the headline. She broke up with her boyfriend. And the reason we know is because she made this extremely long Instagram story about it. The first one is a selfie. One of them is, I am single, period, again. And she's sort of peering into the lens. And then the next frame is, I am also, .. space, space, space. Grateful for what it was. Confused. Uncertain of the future. Sad. Hopeful, trying to allow the emotions, trying to be strong, allowing myself space to cry. I will grow, I will evolve, and I will survive this too. And I will honor the gift that
it
was.
That's nice.
It's very nice, but it's like very emotional. And like we never see this from her. So I'm sort of like, whoa, Carrie Ann. Like Carrie Ann Inaba's like wearing her heart on her sleeve. And I realized I knew nothing about her before.
I mean, to be fair, I don't see much from her because I don't.
Yeah.
Follow her, really. But yes, we don't see this from her in the press. Mm-hmm. You found her ex and his Instagram name is @offroad_husky. Like he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. And they met while they were walking their dogs.
That's cute as hell.
95% of his Instagram feed is the dog.
Yeah,
and then occasionally you'll
guy.
See like, I was like, oh, he probably doesn't post much, but no, he posts all the time. It's just that it's usually the dog. And then like Carrie Ann Inaba will pop in 24 weeks ago over Thanksgiving. And there she is. She talked about her falling in love with him on the talk.
I have fallen in love and I am now Woo! In a committed relationship.
Wonderful.
And it was,
oh, yay!
It happened, Mrs. O, you asked for, remember for the beginning of the year, we did our dreams and our wishes for everybody. You called
it. Yes, of course.
So thank you. I wish you had done it earlier, but anyway.
What's particularly bleak about that clip is because it was done kind of
Did it air
mid-COVID?
Like recently? Okay.
No, but it looked like this. I just pasted it into the doc.
Oh my God. A giant screen of Sharon Osbourne's face. God.
Between
them.
Yikes. Cheryl Underwood is maybe 25 feet away from Carrie Ann Inaba, and between the two of them is a gigantic face of Sharon Osbourne.
Okay, I have to say it's kind of iconic that they gave a screen of Sharon Osbourne's face a side table. Like everyone has a side table and so does Sharon Osbourne's screen.
You know, she used to date Artem Shingvitsev.
I had a feeling that they do Dancing with the Stars
she
together.
Was a dancer.
Is that why?
Well, yeah, but she was a fly girl, so she was a dancer first.
So she was an actual dancer. Yeah, I think that's how she got her start, right?
She got her start being a dancer. Then she became a TV personality because she was a judge on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, yes, of course she was. Okay, I knew. That's how I know her.
Yeah, that's her deal.
I always forget and remember that. Okay, let's move on. This story is funny, although I'm like, I have no skin in the game and barely understand any of the characters, but I laughed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the boy band Blue for 1 minute and I truly forget who they... I wish I could tell you why we talked about them. Oh, here it is. Blue Lee Ryan is having a baby with an Ariana Grande impersonator. Got it.
Got it. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Anyways, Blue is in the news again. I can't believe we're talking about Blue, this boy band, again.
I know. Why is this happening?
I know.
Why is this happening?
But this story did make me laugh. One of them went on a podcast, Anthony Costa. Anthony. Oh, God. It's not Anthony. It's
the Blue
Anthony.
Fans are going to call again. The Blue fans are going to call again, and they're going to have crystal clear calls.
Oh, sorry. The Daily Mail calls him Anthony, then calls him Anthony. It's not my freaking fault. Okay.
So but it is Anthony.
He goes on Ben Hanlon's Ben Behaving Dadly podcast, which is a whole other can of worms you don't want to open. Okay. Well, I did open it, and he's a magician and presenter. I don't really know anything more about that. He goes on this podcast called Ben Behaving Dadly, which I assume is about fatherhood. I don't know. I don't want to look it up. And he tells a story where Donatella Versace was a big fan of the band Blur. So she wanted the band Blur to come to Milan Fashion Week. Okay. So she told her aides, please send out Blur, the band Blur. And guess who they sent out? That's right. Blue. The band Blue. And she was... And she met them, and the story is that...
So she's obviously gone to a PR, go and get me Blur.
Wow. And,
but we were the new band out, so they must have thought, oh, she means Blue.
Wow.
And yeah, she invited Blue and not Blur.
Wow, that is brilliant.
But we got kitted out, so I was sweet.
And then Donatella reposted a Daily Mail story that said, quote, she wanted Blur, not Blue. Anthony Costa reveals being flown to Milan Fashion Week on a jet in 2001, .. after Donatella Versace's aides mistook the pop stars for the indie icons. And Donatella added her own caption, which is, well, .. I've still not met Blur.
She's still fucking dying to meet Blur. She's still out here dying to meet Blur.
Someone put Blur on a plane and get
She's
them
like,
to
give
Donatella.
Me coffee and TV by my favorite band, Blur.
It's really funny that one of Donatella Versace's favorite bands is Blur.
Yeah.
It's also really funny that
one of her assistants, not to be like you have to be a pretty bad assistant to mix up Blue and Blur. Come on.
No, it's fully. She got Annie. She got Annie from The Devil Wears Prada.
One copy. What are my twins going to do with that? Share?
No, I made two copies and had them covered, reset and bound so that they wouldn't look like manuscripts. This is an extra copy to have in the file, you know.
And now this poor assistant has to get her the unpublished copy of 50 Shades or whatever. Whatever the Donatella version of this is.
Being a Donatella Versace's assistant must be
pure.
Tough.
Pure
tough.
Misery.
Not quite the same sort of mix-up, but a mix-up nonetheless. We're getting these Kelly Clarkson show clips. Kelly Clarkson show clips and Drew Barrymore show clips are going
She's
viral
ascending.
Constantly.
Kelly's ascending.
I mean, who
Up
would have thought
goes.
A Lauren Graham anecdote told on the Kelly Clarkson show would be the sort of thing that went viral, but it did.
Well, it did because it's about somebody even more famous.
So Lauren Graham told a story about how one time she was going shopping and she wasn't famous, but she was an actor. So she was kind of famous, but not really famous. But she was famous enough to think that if someone was photographing her, that it was for her. And she was annoyed that she was going shopping at Barney's and... someone said, I just want you to know the paparazzi are outside.
Wait, did this just happen with like James Corden and like Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, it just happened with James Corden and Brad Pitt because he thought they were photographing him, but they were photographing Leonardo DiCaprio. And so she thought that the paparazzi was coming after her, but it turns out...
And he was like, I'll walk you to the car. And I was like, thanks, honey. I'm so worried. I'm so concerned for my safety. And so I finished my shopping and I was like, thank you so much, sir. I'm ready to go to the car. And he like walks me out to the car and nobody took my picture.
Oh my God, was someone else there?
So I like get in my car and he was like, was so confused and I was like, oh, that they must not be here for me. And he's like, well, Gwen Stefani's also here.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And it was a real moment because I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm not quite there.
Lindsay, what Quince did you get when we got some Quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the Quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow, that's so nice to hear. Because Quince offers free shipping and 365 day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to... Washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not normally. From Quince.
Normally.
And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365 day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/who. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I gotta take them off. The tour is over. Gotta prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now we have more pregnancies, pregnancy roundup. This is at least a new pregnancy that I didn't know about. Edoxy Bridges, who is Ludacris's wife, is pregnant.
For the second time. They already have a kid.
For the second time, they are a kid. Meanwhile, Christine Quinn is still pregnant. Had a crazy baby shower.
I mean, she's just... I do love the kind of aesthetic of her not wearing maternity clothes. She's just wearing her old clothes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
She just took them out a little bit?
Yeah. No, not even. They just are stretchy, you know? They just were stretchy, and they're still stretchy, right?
I'm looking at this dress that she wore to her baby shower, and I'm trying to imagine, like, whether or not it could have been worn before she was pregnant. And maybe you're right. Maybe she just wore stretchy clothes.
I just pray that they filmed that. I know they started filming again. They had to have filmed that baby shower. It was crazy.
That would be the biggest mistake ever made by... anyone.
She has iconic bad gaudy taste that I think is pretty rare now in this weird way where it's like she has like Liberace Joan Collins taste, and like there is something kind of special because all of these celebrities, again, we're gonna get to Big Sean's AD tour, we're gonna get, you know, those, this like kind of who's the designer with the lights, this minimalist, this
like muted minimalist,
this like Jenner rich person, white, all white with big,
all white
kind of almost gaudy in its own way, but it's not. It's minimalist Kanye aesthetic thing when like the true celebrity taste really should be like just ugly golden, huge, this theater.
Maximalist, gaudiness.
Tiger print, a big glass, like, I don't know how to explain, just like ugly and crowded.
Gay circus. Yeah.
Gay circus.
Gay circus.
I got this giant marble dog from a, you know, dealer in Vegas. Like, I want that. I don't want to see, like, one couch in a giant room. Ugh, boring.
But it's also a version of, it's a version of goth. Like, I think she would like to call herself goth, but really it just means she likes the color. She just likes the color black, you know? Like, that's all it means.
No, she loves, like a shiny black thing. Yeah. Glamour, black.
It's sort of
glamour.
Like, there's something very, like if Ursula, the villain in The Little Mermaid, like, came back to life in 2021, she'd be on Selling Sunset and she would be a lot like Christine Quinn. You know, like,
I wouldn't
she'd
be
like
surprised.
Emerge. Well, she'd emerge, she'd step onto the Santa Monica Pier and be like, I need to be famous.
Well, I would argue that, remember when Ursula took Ariel's voice and like was like dark Ariel? I would argue that Christine Quinn is probably dark Ariel. Like, she is Ursula in human form.
She's dark Ariel.
Like, if you don't think that that's could be probable,
yeah, that's her.
Right? Like,
that's her.
Ursula literally has that power. And Christine Quinn was like, I will give you my voice for my chance at selling real estate on reality TV.
What a lovely bride, I'll make my dear all look divine. Things are working out according to my ultimate design. Soon I'll have that little mermaid and the...
An actress, a model, and star of Selling Sunset on Netflix. And most importantly, I'm a businesswoman and a CEO.
The sea witch.
Oh, no. She's gonna... I got it.
It's just like, you look at this, you look at this photo. So people, this is the battle of two people stories, right?
It's like a Civil War reenactment over here. Yep, go ahead.
See, Edoxie Bridges, people story. And it says, Ludacris and wife Edoxie Bridges are expecting their second child together, quote, the greatest gift. And you have photos that she took in the foyer of her house, clearly professionally, a photo of her in a dress that's clearly a maternity dress posing in front of flowers. Clearly. Okay, cool. That's it. That's the story. And then you have Christine Quinn coming in here with the headline, Inside Pregnant Christine Quinn's Jungle Chic Baby Shower Inspired by Her Nursery's Wallpaper.
It's just gonna be like casual. I just want like stuff going on, like no big deal. Like Cirque du Soleil performers.
Okay.
Like, can we fly them in from Vegas?
For sure.
I'm thinking like a zebra here.
The zebra?
Yeah. Like sexual Phantom of the Opera.
Exactly.
It's just like, you can't compete with this woman. You cannot compete with this woman who has Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Justin Makita there. You have Amanza there. You can't compete with Amanza. She even brought the Pussycat Dolls. It's Jessica Sutta.
I mean, define compete. I don't think Ludacris's girlfriend is like out here being like, I must compete with the live like Satan incarnated Christine Quinn.
It's the Architectural Digest comment you're making where you have everyone sort of following the status quo with regards to pregnancy announcements, with regards to everything. And Christine is in here doing something completely different.
Well, that's why
and
she's a who.
It's
that's
fun.
Why she's a perfect
it's
two.
It's really fun.
That's why
it's
she's
really
a great
fun.
Reality star and a perfect two, you know, because she is out here saying, welcome to my baby shower. I've hired, you know, an astrologist, a zebra, and, you know, I've reincarnated Michael Jackson to come back from the dead and perform us a song. You know, like, it is just everything you could imagine, right? Mm-hmm. I have the hologram. I've got it.
And once again, because she's the who, she loves, she every source quote in every story about Christine Quinn
is direct
is
from
Christine
yeah,
Quinn.
It's direct mm-hmm. from the
is
source.
From Christine Quinn.
Speaking of Big Sean's Architectural Digest tour, it was interesting because if only he bought a Slash from Guns N' Roses' house, which I thought was fun. That's like basically mm-hmm. the main cool thing about his house.
He mentioned Slash multiple times throughout this video.
Well, he's like, I bought Slash's house and I had to clean it very thoroughly.
Didn't really change the design of it. It was kind of always like this, like all black everything. I got the exact same couches that he had in here before, but I just got new ones because I don't know what the f*** he was doing down here. Kept the stripper pole, but it is completely, completely sanitized. Like, it is like basically brand new. DJ booth over here. I kept the skulls.
Well, I'm calling him a who, but now I'm like, is he a who? He is a who, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on Big Sean's who them status. I feel like he's a them, but I feel like he's,
I don't know.
Despite his achievements, he's still sort, there's something still sort of obscure about him.
Yeah.
Because he is so soft spoken, and in this video it's really interesting, like he's so zen. There's a way that you could be this quiet where it would seem like you're disinterested, where it would seem like, why do I have these people in my house? Like, why am I even watching you? But his peacefulness is actually very compelling, and you can tell he loves it they're there.
Yeah.
He's just a very calm guy.
I mean,
guy,
he had some drama. About, like, he escaped some drama in his past. He had some Naya Rivera drama that then ended up being a little bit awkward, you know, obviously, like, and tragic. And then he had to kind of comment on it, which is so insane that people went to him, her ex-boyfriend from years and years and years and years ago, and were like, oh, what do you think about this? And then he's like, you know what I mean? Like, of course I'm sad, you know, just because we like broke up in a shitty way. And I wrote a song about it, song. Sorry, good song.
Who was he dating now? Jhené Aiko, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think they've been together for a really long time. Like, they're a really cutie couple.
But they're also kind of a hooey couple because they're so kind of in the background.
They are.
Like, they're constantly having to, like, confirm, like, reveal their relationship
again.
Which
is funny because I feel like they should have, you know, elevated each other up. Like, as a music couple, it's like a perfect couple in a way.
Lindsay, I'm sure you've seen a lot of Shanna Mokler headlines over the years, right? Over the past few months?
Wait, over the years or over the past few months?
I don't know why I said years. Over the past few months?
Well, because I'm sorry, the Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian stuff is relentless. Like, we get it. She's also kind of like, we get it, which I understand.
Exactly. She's, we get it, but she loves telling everyone that we get it. You know, we get it, we get it, we get it. She wakes up and she says, we get it.
I'm also like, I get it that she's saying this stuff. Because it's like, people are probably coming to her nonstop. And she's like, I haven't been with him for so long. We just have kids together and they're older. So, like, I get it. And I don't need to see this anymore, you know?
She's doing her part, though. I don't want to say she's not doing anything.
That's
she is doing a little bit.
That's true.
But we're seeing a lot of headlines that are some version of Shanna Mokler says. And I started noticing this last month, but I was like, I'm actually going to compile as many as I can. And there are plenty. So we're going to play a game called Shanna Says.
Oh, no.
Based on headlines that include the phrase Shanna Mokler says.
Okay.
We're going to go in chronological order from whenever Kourtney and Travis first got together.
Kill me.
February 20th, 2021, in People magazine, Shanna Mokler says she's blank for her ex-husband Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Happy.
Happy, correct. Yeah, you got it. Didn't even have to tell you. She's happy. Okay, next one. Shanna Mokler says she'll be happy for ex Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian on one condition. Lindsay, what's the condition? A, as long as she's nice to their kids. B, as long as she treats Travis with respect. C, as long as he doesn't go onto her show. Oh. D, as long as she doesn't introduce him to Scott Disick.
A?
It's A. Yes, you got it. Okay, the next one's from Just Jared, late February 2021. Travis Barker's ex, Shanna Mokler, says she wasn't dissing his new girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian. This is a controversy over what, Lindsay? A, an accidental like. B, an overheard complaint on Clubhouse. C, a misunderstood comment on Instagram. Or D, a captionless reposted Instagram story.
I gotta go with D, the captionless repost. The most
Lindsay, it's an accidental like. She says she likes all fan comments, and she liked one that was mean to Kourtney.
Liar.
Okay. She doesn't co-sign. Okay.
Liar.
This is from, I believe, The Mirror. We have a great pun at the beginning. Courting favor. Travis Barker's ex, Shanna Mokler, says she wouldn't know Kourtney Kardashian from, quote, blank, but will meet her. What wouldn't Shanna Mokler know Kourtney Kardashian from, Lindsay? A, a stranger on the street. B, a dead dog next door. What? C, my own ass. Or D, my hole in the wall. A hole in the wall.
Wait, my own ass?
Yeah, I don't really understand that one, but yeah.
That's correct?
No, that's not the right one. Oh. No. It's hole in the wall.
Oh,
I wouldn't know Kourtney Kardashian from a hole in the wall. This is from Cosmo. Shanna Mokler says her mom, quote, blank. Okay. Shanna Mokler says her mom, A, never liked Travis Barker. B, misses Travis Barker. C, doesn't like the Kardashians. D, thinks Kourtney is the best Kardashian.
This is weird. C?
C, she doesn't like the Kardashians.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Shannon Mokler says Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's PDA is, quote, weird, funny, pathetic, or nasty.
Oh, I know she said. It's weird.
It's weird. It's weird. She's saying this everywhere.
It's
okay.
Weird.
Shannon Mokler, this is from Life and Style. Shannon Mokler says Travis Barker covered her initials with blank. A, Kourtney's initials.
Oh.
B, a pinup girl. C, a skull. Or D, a big salad.
How about a skull?
It's a skull. Shannon Mokler says Travis Barker covered her initials with a skull. Isn't that messed up?
Yeah, okay. That's messed.
Just two more, short. Shannon Mokler says it's, quote, worth it after blank. Okay?
Huh, okay.
After deleting Instagram to avoid seeing pics of them. After getting Travis's tattoo removed. After getting fillers. Or after getting an ad-free Hulu subscription to catch up on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Fillers?
No, after getting Travis's tattoo removed. Yeah, she got his name removed from her body. Uh-huh. Okay, then this is the last one. This one's not multiple choice. You have to just fill in the blank.
Okay.
Shannon Mokler slams, quote, blank after removing tattoo of ex-Travis Barker. What is the most prototypical thing for a celebrity to slam?
The media?
Close.
Tabloids?
One word.
Paparazzi? Pops? Tabs? Pops? Media?
No, like, think of the general public.
Fans?
The worst kind of fan.
Haters?
Haters! She slammed the haters.
The worst
she slammed
kind,
the haters.
The worst kind of fan is the haters.
She removed Travis Barker's tattoo, and then everyone was like, how dare you remove the tattoo? And then she had to write this. To my newfound haters, to clarify, since everyone seems to know my personal life, my ex put a skull tattoo over our initials on his hand while his new girl lovingly looked on. That was done with purpose and intent, along with posts to try to insult me and my happiness with my new man. And she put an accent mark over new, so it's new, my new man. Once again, weird. This was my final session on a tattoo with his name, and I've been removing it for some time.
I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it too.
I believe
anyway,
it.
Shannon Mokler says. Shanna says.
You know, we were talking about this. I literally like comments all day long, and I didn't even remember what the comment was, and it was clearly in jest. I'm actually super super happy for both of them. As long as he's happy and she's good to my kids, it's all I care about. I think they make a cute couple.
Okay, I don't want to talk about this, but we should talk about it.
I don't really want to talk about it either, but I feel like we should talk about it because, unfortunately, once Olivia Munn gets involved, things have to appear on this podcast. It has to go on this podcast.
John Mulaney is dating Olivia Munn, and it's, like, pretty much confirmed?
Well, people reported the rumor, but it's, like, people reporting the rumor means kind of the confirmation or, like, that somebody who is reliable talked about it. This is all very uncomfortable, not because John Mulaney and Olivia Munn, and whenever Olivia Munn comes up, we, like, our ears perk up like the dog waiting for her at the door. Have a good day, Olivia Wilde. Yeah. Have a good day, Olivia Wilde.
Well, my favorite thing about Olivia Munn is that Olivia Munn is, like, the sort of celebrity where it's truly a crapshoot as to what her coverage is going to be. She could be on the cover of Vogue. She could be getting attention for yelling at the Fug Girls. She could be starting a new, you know, dog walking business, or she could be dating literally anyone.
I was remembering, you know? Like, I was, you know, her name came up, so all people were talking about, remember when she did this, remember when she did this. And do you remember when there were, like, these rumors that she had gone out to dinner with Chris Pratt, right? And then, like, she texted Anna Faris to apologize or something, or say it's not true, and then shared the text messages, and we had to
with
read
Anna
them.
With Anna Faris. Yep.
Just,
yep.
Like, very weird, like, not every woman is scorned and upset after a breakup, Munn wrote. Not every woman is furious at another woman for dating her ex. So even if I was dating Pratt, some tabloids got me and Anna Faris all wrong. Women respect and love each other. And then, like, she posted the text exchange. Like, there's that. There were rumors that she was somebody who Justin Timberlake cheated on Jessica Biel with. She has a dating history that involves a lot of people in relationships, like in steady relationships. She also dated Aaron Rodgers. I think that was pretty above the board. What else? I'm trying to think of her other dating stuff. But anyways, she's just one of those characters that whenever she's in the news, as you said, it's always very unclear what it's going to be for.
She's unpredictable. I don't want to call her chaotic because I don't think she's chaotic. I just think she's unpredictable.
But the thing is, she's never... When is she in the news for the work that she's doing? I have to say that. When is she...
For her WAG startup, like the... For her, like, pet stuff, her pet activism. And whenever she's just like, when she was in the newsroom, she was written up like that. Like, she's in good things sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? I just, but that's what makes her so interesting to me, because right. like she spans the gamut. You
There's
know, she
also
runs the gamut.
A very weird article from HuffPost from many years ago in 2015, where she says she's obsessed with John Mulaney. Quote, "We were at a wedding together and I was like, oh my gosh, do you and your fiance want to go have dinner or something and go hang out?" She said during a HuffPost live interview. At the time, Mun was dating Will Forte. I forgot she dated Will Forte.
She likes funny men.
She also dated Jason Sudeikis. She's all over SNL. While Mulaney was engaged to makeup artist Anne Marie Tendler, who he eventually married. And what's kind of we're getting to now is that, anyways, basically John Mulaney is fresh out of rehab, is doing stand-up in New York City. And it's all kind of material about being in rehab, which is really difficult because when a comedian's personal life that is, you know, they say, you know, celebrities are like, you know, I don't want to talk about my personal life. But when your comedy is your personal life, because that's the way that comedy often works, you know, that the deepest pain is the funniest comedy sometimes. And so it's weird because to have this come out right now is the is kind of just the weirdest timeline. Right. Because we're talking about Olivia Munn in a gossipy way because she has created a lot of fucking gossip in her career. But it's really something that I don't want to involve John Mulaney in because he is of someone who is in a sensitive situation right now. And it's not fun to talk about somebody in a gossip way when they're fresh out of rehab, right? I mean, that's not, they really should be doing work on themselves, not having People Magazine report rumors about them.
Which is why I think like this is the sort of, this is the topic that we want to approach with less speculation than normal and more just like explaining what about this is so strange and uncomfortable and surprising to people. It's just like, because you are, like you said, because it's John Mulaney, you want to be as sensitive as possible. But at the same time, he chose to date someone who is constantly getting coverage, Olivia Munn.
And so coverage like, that is that not mean? Like, you know, cool coverage, like positive coverage, very gossipy coverage.
And but also it's just like John Mulaney, especially now, whenever one of your faves, whenever anyone gets out of rehab, you want the best for them. And so, of course, people are like, why is he like, what? Why? What are you thinking? But really, is that even up for us to say? Because we don't know Olivia Munn's deal. We don't know her entire deal.
I kind of know her deal, a little of her deal.
It's just such a strange and surprising situation. Like, it's so surprising. And I understand why everyone wanted to talk about this. I understand the impulse to talk about this breathlessly.
In terms of our purposes, what I realized while looking at people's reactions and the news and how it was getting reported was John Mulaney is them, because John Mulaney is getting talked about like them and everybody
Never
knows who he
that.
Is and didn't expect that. So if anything, that's news to me. But how I can relate that to the actual conversation we're having is I think John Mulaney is like famous now, and it sucks to be famous. And I don't think, and being he almost is like too famous now for him, for his own situation. Like,
exactly,
he went under the radar for a really long time successfully, and now is not. And I think also you go under the radar when you have a wife for a really long time that is not a famous person. So then you don't really deal with that type of stuff. So when you get divorced from your wife, she puts out a message that's like kind of the statement
very
was very much like, I didn't make this decision. I don't know if you want to read it.
It said, I am heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage. I mean, she puts the entire blame on him. I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery. Like, I think that statement also just kind of encapsulates everything about this John Mulaney, Olivia Munn thing that's uncomfortable, where it's like, we wish him the best, but this is sad. Like, it's sad. It's weird. And also, like, there was a piece by Jesse David Fox and Vulture kind of like going through what his comedy is like now, because he went to go see him at whatever City Winery or
which
something.
Which I hate that his
week.
Comedy has become gossip and news, because he's working on new comedy and people are reporting it like it's gossip and news and it's entertainment.
Exactly. But I think that it's just a good way of thinking about what's going on now, where it's like he's rehearsing his comedy now. Like, he's still in the stage where he's trying to figure out what he wants to say, how he wants to say it, what he wants to do. And none of this is polished yet. And so that's kind of how I'm looking at this, like, Olivia Munn thing. I think he's, like, trying to figure out the next stage of his life. And this current, like, transitional period involves Olivia Munn in some way.
Yeah.
I think the only thing worth remembering is that, like, the breakup, I think, is getting forgotten. I think the Olivia Munn sucked the the oxygen out of the room, and we forgot that, like, there's a lot of, like, sadness and darkness when it comes to his divorce.
Yeah, I also think that the character of John Mulaney is kind of this light person, but he obviously mm-hmm. is not a light person. And mm-hmm. when people were saying, oh, he's Pete Davidson's sober buddy, or he's Pete Davidson's, I don't know if they've ever said sober buddy, but he's mentor, he's healthy. John Mulaney's taking Pete Davidson on tour. It's going to be so great because he's so healthy. It's like, clearly that wasn't the case. Clearly they were mm-hmm. partying together. You know, mm-hmm. we just had this kind of assumption and about John Mulaney as a person that just wasn't true. So it also shows how, you know,
how little we know,
how little you know about someone and how their public persona can really hide a lot. I think the people who really paid attention to John Mulaney's comedy knew that he wasn't this like light and airy person. He had there his mm-hmm. comedy was not light. It had darkness to it too. Even his mm-hmm. kids show was kind of like dark humor in a way. It wasn't all yeah. even though there were children or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens. I think everybody's curious to see what happens. Yeah. But I think it's this weird thing where people are talking about the gossip and are saying, what the fuck, Olivia Munn? But then people are also saying, what the fuck to the people saying what the fuck? Because like
yeah.
they're saying, well, what the fuck? How dare you talk about this gossip for this person who is clearly in recovery? So you have these two sides being like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? And it's just like mm-hmm. it makes it really difficult to parse.
When I just think ultimately everyone does want the best for this guy. Before we go to Rita, we could have skipped this and gone right to Rita, but we can't skip this. I've never seen this in my life, Lindsay.
I'm cracking up.
Not in my life.
I'm cracking up because last week we talked about this very briefly and I cut it because it was such a snippet, but I was laughing at this Daily Mail headline about Jana Kramer, who, as you know, just divorced her husband, or is announced a divorce from her husband. They had the podcast together. He cheated on her constantly, but they had this whole thing going where like she knew and da 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 da. Okay.
Yeah.
The headline is, Jana Kramer admits the timing of her boob job is, quote, interesting, but she's really happy with the results, .. amid heartbreaking divorce from Mike Cawson. So it's like the Daily Mail is obsessed with this because she got a boob job and she's like, yes, I understand that the timing is interesting. I just announced my divorce. And then I laughed at that. But then this has like a double story, because then I open Who Weekly's Instagram and here she is holding her very nice boobs, the boob job she got. She got nice boobs, nice new boobs. And it says, this next chapter, the next me is free. She's happy even by herself. # Natrell partner. I'm like, who's Natrell?
Who is Natrell?
Blah, 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 blah. I'm grateful to all of you who have helped me find my strength. No one can take it away from me again. Swipe left for important safety information. I'm like, what drug did she, what is this spawn for?
What is Natrell?
Natrell, right. Breast implants. So this genius got free breast implants for spawn and is now posting automatically scrolling safety information on the second slide of her Instagram. I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. I've never seen full breast implant spawn before.
I've never seen breast implant spawn either. And also, in the Daily Mail article that you were quoting, it has screenshots of the stories that she made, where like the Instagram stories.
# Natrell, # ad.
This whole process, she was promoting the surgeon. It was all, I mean, this whole thing was documented. And in retrospect, it's obviously like that was part of the deal. She had to show her whole journey from beginning to end to show, you know, how relatable it is and how like anyone can do this. I went to the Natrell website and like the way that these implants are advertised is funny to me because they're using a word that I equate with another form of wellness.
What's that?
Gummy. Gummy.
What does that mean?
Everything is gummy.
What?
That's, I guess, the new breast implant technology. It's not silicone.
It's
not
gummy?
Saline. They're called gummy. And it's chomp, the chomp. Number one gummy implant.
I want to take a bite. What do you mean?
And they show all these, they show these three sizes of implant and they are, Lindsay, hold on. Hold on to your tits.
Well, they mine are gummy. Now I need them.
They are gummy, gummier, and gummiest. That is how this website promotes its breast implants. Gummy, gummier, gummiest.
I wonder if like they ran out of words, you know, because like everything else has been like negatively associated.
Taken.
It's like, wow, gummy.
there's a thing that says, what does gummy mean? And it says gummy describes the consistency of the silicone gel in Naturel Inspira breast implants.
Right.
This gummy-like gel sticks together, and it has the tendency to hold its shape. Each implant in our collection has a different level of cohesivity, or what surgeons may refer to as gumminess.
This is like when I was buying a couch, and they made me sit on all these different downs, and I was like... They were like, this one is softer, this one's harder, this one's firmer. And I'm like, I cannot feel the difference. Like,
this is down alternative.
I don't want to be rude, but I bought the more expensive one because I'm a dumbass. But I was like, I cannot feel the difference between these. I didn't say that. But I'm like, I feel crazy.
Low plus, moderate, full, and extra full for the types of
the gummies. Well.
Yeah, she got the gummies.
Congrats. For free, I hope. Yeah,
I've never seen breast implants. It's important to remind you, you have to look at this on Instagram because the second slide is the like FDA required.
The auto scroll and the FDA required stuff is so funny.
And it auto scrolls, y'all. It auto scrolls.
I have to say,
this is actually genius.
This is so cynical, but do you think she secured the breast implant spawn when she knew she was going to announce her divorce so she could do it at the same time? She did. She did.
Meanwhile, the other queen of Spawn, Tori Spelling, the other queen of Shameless Spawn, commented as the top comment.
Top of the comments.
Love you for finding your beautiful inner voice. We are all grateful for your strength. You inspire us. You inspire all of us moms. Love you, Mama XO. This woman knows the importance of proving engagement, and she just helped Jana out by like
she did
adding engagement up at
the
top.
She did.
Okay, let's do Rita. We've been recording for so long.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Here's the thing. Rita Ora is dating and has been dating Taika Waititi for a while, but now they are out on the town and PDAing in front of the Paps.
The pictures
this is new.
Of them clasping hands and laughing, I'm like, it's like they're surreal trolls. To me.
But also, they're both trolls, and he's like a funny guy.
I know.
He knows that this is funny.
It's funny. But maybe
Kiwi director Taika Waititi and British singer Rita Ora pack on the PDA.
Okay, but it's funny, but also Rita Ora is fucking hot. Like... He's having the time of his life.
So was he. Also, so was
he. Okay, I'm just saying, but she's hot. Come on. I mean, he's fine. He's fine. He's funny. He's hot. Whatever. Rita Ora's like a fucking goddess. Like, he should be lucky to like get to hang out with her. She's fun and hot.
Beauty and brains, too.
She literally is
look at her bucket hat. Her bucket hat stylist.
She looks good in a bucket hat. Who looks good in a bucket hat? Friggin' Rita Ora.
I mean, a lot of people don't. I don't, though.
Okay. I don't.
I just simply don't.
I don't. So that's what I'm saying is like, I don't. I think it's rare.
She's never leaving Sydney. Best of luck to her. We'll see you on Friday with another call-in episode. Call in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns. Support us on patreon.com/WHOWEEKLY for twice weekly bonus episodes. We watched The Woman in the Window last week. We talked about Ben and Jennifer last week. God knows what we're going to do this week. It's always a crapshoot. But we also have your own call-in line, too. So you can call in, skip the main show if you just want to call us on the Patreon line. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing the Rita theme song. Oh my God, I'm like exhausted. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?